So when we are with equals and it is said that we should become friendly with our equals, but what does friendship mean? Sometimes we become very casual with our friends. The essence of friendship is what Rupa Goswami talks about, the six exchanges. Dati pratigrahanati guhyam akhyati puchyati bhungte bhojayate chaiva. So, giving gifts, receiving gifts, and speaking our heart, hearing them speak their heart, and honoring prasad, offering them food, offering their prasad, and taking prasad from them. So, this is the essence of friendship. Among these three, I would say the most important is the second. So, now when we open our hearts to them, or they open our hearts, their hearts to us, first of all, we cannot make friendship a legislated activity. No. Actually, we have to see where our hearts. There are some people with which we'll just click. Yeah, this makes sense to me. And what this person, the way this person thinks, the way the person acts, yeah, it just clicks for me. If you find even one friend like that, even if that friend is somewhere far away, some other place, invest some time, invest some energy in developing that relationship. So when you talk about friendship, first is we find somewhere where it clicks and invest time in developing that relationship. But along with that, we are living in a particular group of people. And there also we may have some people with whom we need to have good relationship. So then we can find out while dealing with them that where are our shared interests? There are, if we consider two people, say we are both like two circles or two sets. When we form a friendship, the friendship has to be founded in some point of intersection between the two sets. And from that intersection, our area of interest may also expand. I may not have, say, if I have a friend who say loves to study Gaudiya Vaishnava literature. The literature, say, written with the songs of Narottam Das Thakur or songs of Kavi Karnapur. Now, I may not have had much interest in that. But when I became a friend, our interest might have been that devotee, the Bhagavad Gita scholar, I also like to study the Bhagavad Gita. So that Bhagavad Gita was our intersection point. But through that intersection point, when we were talking about Bhagavad Gita, that devotee said, okay, this point is illustrated from this song also. Hey, I don't know, tell me about the song. So then our interest develops. So we have to find first some shared interest. And from that shared interest, we expand. So that we become interested in what they are doing. And they may also become interested in other things which we are interested in. So now the center of the relationship has to be the shared interest. And from there, it can move on. And it may be that with some people, there are just not many shared interests. We are all different people. And I said that what can be legislated is functional relationships. It is not heart-to-heart relationships. Functional relationship means both of you are working together in this project. So have a functional relationship. And functional relationships are also important. So in general, in the devotee community, we should not have harsh relationships with anyone. There may be always, when we are working together, there is some friction here and there. But then we can ruffle the feathers afterwards and try to have a cordial relationship with everyone. So when we start feeling that we are taking others lightly. Taking others lightly is not just a matter of, you call someone without using the word Prabhu. That can be one way, but that's a very external thing. When we take people lightly, that essentially means that we take their words lightly and we take the words we give to them lightly. So, for example, if I tell them I'll do this, it's not always possible for us to do what we do. But then it's our responsibility to inform. Okay, I said I'll do it, but actually I was not able to do it. This is the reason. And I'll either do it or I'll ask somebody else to do it or you please adjust. Tell them in time. So basically, in every relationship, there are some amount of some commitments which come up. So if we take those commitments seriously, then the form, other things in that relationship, that will not matter so much. There'll be different devotees with whom we have different flavors of relationships. Some devotees with whom the relationship may be such that there may be a greater level of intimacy. And then a high degree of formality will interfere with that relationship. So we shouldn't think that just because somebody is very informal, that means they don't value the relationship. Or just because somebody is very formal, that means they value the relationship. You know, the value of the relationship is based on how much we value the words given and taken in those relationships. If we are taking care of that, then other things will fall in place in due course. Does that answer your question?